of your life's purpose in Christ. Acts. Come on, you got to be real with this today. Whether you're listening by CD, you got to be real with this today. Is your salvation based on facts or is it based on truth? Is it based on truth or is it based on facts? The facts will justify your behavior below truth. That's what facts do. They justify. Facts are a fallen kingdom that is established upon something after what God has already said. You're going to see this today. It's going to help you. You're going to see this today. Go to Galatians 4. Ooh, I'm getting something now. I know you better be getting something. If you're not getting something, we're going to get something to get you something. Galatians 4. Now watch this. Go to verse 28. This is going to help you. It's going to help us all. Galatians 4, 28 says, now we, brethren, who is he talking about?
Us.
Say us.
Us.
You got to say some stuff like you mean it.
Us.
Say me.
Me.
All right. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was our children of what?
Promise.
Our children of what?
Promise.
But as he who was born according to the flesh, then persecuted him who was born according to the spirit. So who was born by the flesh? Hagar's son Ishmael. You remember?
Yes.
Hagar's son Ishmael was born by the flesh.
Right.
Now you got to understand, her name was still Sarai when that happened.
Right. Sarah.
Sarai, it wasn't Sarah yet. So, but he was born by the flesh because they were trying to have a child and couldn't have it. And she gave Abram, her handmaiden to be his wife. And so that was his wife, and they conceived and had a son and called his name Ishmael. Got it? But it was works of the what?
Flesh.
So if it was works of the flesh, that means it was surrounded by what?
Facts.
Say facts.
Facts.
It was surrounded by what?
Facts.
Facts. So the fact was they wanted a child.
Yes.
Got it? The fact was she wanted to give her husband a son.
Right.
Because that's an heir. When you have a son, your name stays in the earth.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so they wanted an heir. They had been trying nothing. They had to come out of Egypt already. She's got Hagar. But here's some things you have to know. This is very powerful. This is going to change your whole mentality, even how you see yourself. It says, according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Verse 30. Nevertheless, what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. See that?
Yes.
So when it says cast out the bondwoman, and I'm taking my time today because I want you to get this. That's Sarah saying that to Abram after Isaac was born.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Because now Isaac is born. Ishmael is already there. And there's a battle going on for who's going to get the inheritance. Then Sarah tells Abraham exactly what you see here. Cast out the bondwoman. Why are you casting out the bondwoman? Because she says he's not going to be heir with the son of the free woman. So watch this. So verse 31. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the what?
Free.
Of the what?
Free.
We're of the free. Well, why is that important? Because even though Sarai gave Abram her handmaiden to be wife to have a child by him, that's a fact. Right?
Yes.
But the fact was, even though she was wife, she was still slave.
Yes, she was.
You got to see this. Even though she was still wife, she was still slave. She was still Sarai's slave. So no matter what happened with her and Abram, she would never have the full rights of a wife.
Amen.
Because she was still a slave.
Yes.
Are you understanding? And because she was a slave, everything associated with her, no matter what happened, it would always be in the form of slavery or in the form of submission to someone that was higher. She would never be free. Are you understanding? So the writer is telling you and telling us, when you go back, he said, let's look at this. He said, now we, brethren, as Isaac is the promise that God made to Abraham in covenant. And he said, change your wife's name from Sarai to Sarah. Your name is no longer be Abram, but it's going to be Abraham. He said, I'm going to make you a promise. Got it?
Yeah.
So he's letting you know, we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
But as he who was born according to the flesh persecuted whom was born according to the spirit, even so it is now.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
So your flesh is warring against your what?
Spirit.
But your flesh is not free. Your flesh was what? In bondage. Come on, it was a slave. Slave to what?
Sin.
So he's telling you, before everything that you did according to facts. You did according to facts. This is a fact. This is a fact. This is a fact. This is a fact. I'm doing this. Why? Because it's a sin nature, and sin nature is facts only. Facts only. Because it can't take the promise, or it can't inherit the supernatural. So it's only going to inherit the facts. So everything I do is according to what? Facts, or my five senses of what I see, hear, respond to, everything. That's what he's saying about this. That's what happened. Because they didn't see, because she didn't sense, because she didn't know she was pregnant, they looked at the facts, and then God said, no, I got a promise for you. Amen. Come on, you got to see this. He said, now you are no longer led by facts. You're led by a what? Spirit or a what? A promise. God made you a what? A promise. He said, now we are children of what? The promise, like Isaac. Don't get engulfed in time and think that it's too late.
Yeah.
Come on, you got to see this. Yeah. Don't think it's too late that you pass certain time. You can't have kids. This can't happen. You can't have these businesses. You can't do that. He said, those are just facts. He said, I've made some promises to you.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this.
Yeah.
He said, there's some truth I said to you. Just like Sarah, he said, look at her age. He said, look how old she was, and still she had a child. Later on, she said, I'm laughing in this writing. She said, I'm laughing because who would have thought me at this age would suckle a child?
Yes.
She said, I'm laughing at the people around me. You 30, 35, you got kids. I'm 90-something, I'm suck breastfeeding a child. She said, I'm laughing. Why? Because God is true to his promise.
Yes.
Come on, when he says it, it's truth, it's established. You can't stop it. Facts do not stop truth. And so he's letting you know, your whole mentality has to change. You are no longer fact driven. Oh boy. You are not driven by facts. So cast out the bondwoman and her slave. Cast down that flesh. Come on, cast down that flesh. So then, verse 31, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but we are what?
Free.
Come on, what's the word? Say free.
Free.
Say it loud.
Free.
Because the writer said, whom the Son has set
free
is truly
free
indeed. So watch this. You were not born into bondage again.
Amen.
You were born free men.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Come on, you got to see this. Come on, you got to see this. You were born of the promise. The facts try to come in and stop or get you motivated against the promise. That's what happened to them, because it was 10 years and they were still. He said, oh no, you're missing the thing. Time is nothing to me. I'm not in time. I'm outside of time. Yeah, I understand you 90 something, but I told you you're going to have a child.
Amen.
See, what happens is the facts to us a lot of times outweigh the truth, because the facts are easy to touch and to see and to do all this because they're physical and they're in a fallen system. And listen to me. If the enemy's objective is to keep you from becoming who God says you are, isn't it to his advantage to make sure you have access to more of what he wants you to be stuck in
yes.
than to have access to what God said?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it makes more sense for Satan to throw more factual stuff at you as fast as he can to keep you from going to find the what? The spiritual or the truth. So that's what he does all day. Facts, 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 facts. And you stand there, facts, facts, facts. Okay, that's a fact. That's a fact. It is what it is. 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 And after a while, it becomes so prevalent in you and such a part of you, and that garden is growing, and everything that somebody say to you, oh, God, his word said that you're this. You're going to be blessed in coming and going. God is going to rejoice. He's going to exceedingly abundantly. And you just, yeah, well, maybe not for me. Why? It is what it is. Come on, you got to see that. That's what he's talking about. The bondage that you were once in, you're free. Why do you keep talking like you're still in bondage?
That's true.
Here's your proof. Go to John 1:1. Are you getting something?
Yes.
Book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. Come on. This is going to open this thing up for you and help you out. Help us, Holy Ghost.
Help us, Holy
Ghost. Says, in the beginning, John 1:1. It says, in the beginning was the what?
Word.
And the word was with God.
Yes.
And the word was what?
God.
He was in the beginning with God.
Yes.
Are you understanding that?
Yes.
Now, we know that there are two times, literally, because there are other times in the scripture it talks about in Job and other books. But there are two times, literally, in Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
In that beginning, that's talking about the creation process. Are you understanding?
Yes.
So they're letting you know, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Heavens. I love that part. That's plural. That is not one. So in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Got it? That's the creative process. Ladies and gentlemen, this is before the creative process. Look at it. It says, in the beginning was what?
The Word.
And the Word was what?
With God.
And the Word was what?
Was God.
Keep going.
He was in the beginning with God.
Come on. He was with God where?
In the beginning.
So what was with God in the beginning?
The Word.
The Word. And the Word is what? Is the Word truth or facts?
Truth.
Wait a minute. Let me hear you again. Is the Word truth or facts?
Truth.
So if the Word is truth, what was in the beginning?
Truth.
What was in the beginning?
Truth.
So you can put the word truth in there and not violate anything. Is that correct?
Yes.
So watch. In the beginning was the truth.
Uh-huh.
And the truth was with God, and the truth was God.
Uh-huh.
Come on, you got to see this. He was in the beginning with God. Who was in the beginning with God?
Truth.
So what was established first?
Truth.
So before anything was, there's what?
Truth.
And the truth is the word, right?
Yes.
So you got to get this. So anytime you talk truth, you talk the beginning.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
So anything from the beginning is set to dominate what comes after it. Oh, boy. I'll say it again. Anything from the beginning is set to dominate or destroy or to move anything that comes after it. Because the truth is the foundation of everything. The word is the foundation. That's why the writer later on said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld him. Come on. And it goes on to talk about him being the only begotten son of the living God. What I'm trying to get you to understand is this, through this word, is the word was first. Got it? So anything that is less than the word is not truth. It is what? Facts.
Okay.
So in the beginning was healing. So healing, is healing a truth or a fact?
Truth.
Come on, is healing a truth or a fact?
Truth.
You got to say it like you mean it.
Truth.
Healing is the truth.
Yes.
So what is healing?
Truth.
So healing is truth.
Yes.
So is cancer a truth or a fact?
Fact.
It's a fact. So cancer must yield to what?
Truth.
Ah. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
So everything that's less than truth is set to yield to truth because truth was in the beginning. Got it?
Yes.
So anything less than truth is a fact. And if it's a fact, it's already set to submit to truth.
Yes.
So disease is not truth.
Right.
Disease is a fact.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
So disease only exists until what comes?
Truth.
Come on, now you're talking
Woo.
To me. That's it. It only exists until truth comes. Poverty has nothing to do with money.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Poverty is a state of mind.
Yes.
Because poverty is facts. Poverty is based on facts.
Yes.
And the facts that are there are, you got to get this. The truth is this. Before anything, God gave us everything that he had.
Yes.
Are we agreeing with that?
Yes.
So if God gave us everything, do you think God is up there with an ATM waiting to get paid?
No.
You think he's up there waiting to cash his check to pay everybody?
No.
I'm just asking, you think
no.
that's what's going on?
No.
So God is beyond wealth, is that right?
Yes.
The writer said the cattle on a thousand hills belong to the Lord.
Yes.
Right? So that means every cow, every animal that's born belong to God. He just let us borrow them.
Yes.
Oh, you got to understand
yes.
that. You missed that. So the whole earth is God's.
Yes.
It's full of his glory.
Yes.
We are stewards.
Yes.
What do we own?
Everything.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Say it again.
Nothing.
What do we own?
Nothing.
We're stewards over what?
Everything.
Okay, now you're talking to me now. You're in this thing today. So you got to get this. So watch this. This will help you. So everything that Satan did, it had no truth in it.
Right.
Because Jesus said there is no truth in him. Do you see?
Yeah.
So his kingdom is never based on truth. It's based on what?
Facts
and lies. And lies and facts will submit to what? Truth. But each one except truth. Now here's the thing. Truth does not need your faith.
Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.